Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day
at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I'm going to wear you out what you're hauling. We'll do that.
Oh, yeah.
A little later on, and I'll do it after Craig gets here. I don't want to mess with the music here. I got to find it anyway. Actually, oh, there it's at. And then there's a trained counseling. I don't know if we can help that guy. I don't know if we can help that guy either.
Yeah. It's politics. Yeah, people are arguing a lot of politics these days, it seems.
Yeah, it'd be easier if his wife was cheating on him.
Yeah, it would.
it'd be a lot more cut and dried.
Right, do the same thing. Just don't talk to your brother till it's all over. That's what I give him.
Or maybe ever.
Or ever, for that matter. That's a good point. But I love his Deadpool name.
Oh, he is Pro-Choice Downey.
Pro-Choice Downey is one of my favorite Deadpool names. Yes, it is. Pretty harsh. Pretty harsh. Speaking of Deadpools, going to have some hits today because we lost Little Richard and apparently, 144? How did we 140
some, yeah.
Yeah. Some people have a Roy Horn of Siegfried
one,
and Roy.
One.
Oh, that was a solo
one.
Hit.
And then, well, that was he was laying around messed up since the Tiger.
Yeah.
But
it's
he
been
had
20 years,
but he
it?
Had coronavirus. Yeah, probably, but yeah.
I haven't heard any.
And Jerry Stiller passed away apparently.
I haven't heard a number on him.
No, I haven't either. He's 92, and that was natural causes. I was just watching the Heartbreak Kid, that version of Heartbreak Kid recently, and he's in that. Of course, he's the dad. God, that movie is so freaking funny.
I would stop on that one.
God, all the time, man.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot to bring it up with Carlos Mencia, because he's got such a great role in that.
Oh, he does?
Oh, you're joking with me. I can't do the Mexican accent.
No, don't
but,
even try.
I'm not going to try that. That'd be insensitive. But I do potato, but the Irish.
Yeah.
And the Irish are always bitching about that.
That's, you can imitate
that. Oh, because I have Irish background. Is that why I'm allowed to do that?
That, and you're white.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're imitating a white accent. Like, we can do the Australian, anything European.
Maybe.
Not very well.
Not very well at all, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. And if one of us could actually pull off a Spanish accent or a Mexican accent, we could probably do it, but we can't pull it off.
No.
Yeah. It just becomes a bad Speedy Gonzales.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Nobody on the staff here.
No. And we're not Tony anymore. Tony could do the...
He could do the Asian.
Asian. No, he did the Russian, and he did Russian. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything Russian.
And then he did the Asian.
He would just go, hee-hee-hee. Oh, no, he would do the Asian. You go now.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
go now or yeah. something now.
Well, he's black. He's allowed to do that.
He can't.
I don't know what's allowed.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, everything will be allowed.
I think.
Since everybody's dying.
He gets more of a license.
I think we should let everybody be allowed.
And maybe we'll all relax about things like that in the future.
Maybe.
But I doubt it.
I doubt it.
I'm pretty sure once we get back to normal, it'll be back to the normal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, by the way, that was 03 when the Tiger chewed on Roy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was getting close to 20
years.
Yeah,
I knew it was a long time ago.
October of 03, that was the last show of Siegfried and Roy.
Now, Corona got him, right?
Yeah, that one was
they announced
coronavirus.
COVID, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. How was your weekend?
We had a little Mother's Day celebration yesterday.
I saw
people. People came over. I'm going to be up front with this. People came over. We gathered in the backyard.
All right.
I had my daughter and... her husband, and they have a kid.
Stayed away from him?
Somehow, he's really close to me.
Yep.
I forget his title. but my daughter's kid is really close to me.
Your grandson.
Oh, that's who he, right. That's what he is. Right. Yeah, so I got to see him for the first time in a long time.
Well, you were 10 when you had Shea, by the way.
Yeah,
Shea,
yeah.
Really not that old.
Just for the record.
You're a pretty old granddad.
Just for the record.
He's
right.
Been the total package for a long time.
We're not allowed to have a pass.
And
anymore.
We hung around the fire and we had a little something to eat. We had a little pizza. It was also my anniversary yesterday.
Yes, it was. Happy anniversary.
18 right. years.
Really? 18? Yeah, it is.
In a row.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's where they usually were.
Yeah.
I don't think you count unless you're in a row.
Yeah. Shattering my previous marriage record by a couple of years.
Shattering it.
Longest running wife I've ever had.
All right.
Is the lady I'm married to now.
Is that what you call her? Now, people were looking forward to today because after she told you not to message women, did that escalate at all?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
Because there was a guy emailed us and said, oh, I can't wait till Monday.
That's good.
On the show on Friday, Todd, there's some girl, she just said, stop. She blocked Todd. Or she was kind of yelling, having fun, I guess. And then she said, your wife said, stop messaging girls.
I'm glad that it didn't escalate over the weekend, or I might have felt bad about replaying it for the appetizer this morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a funny
story. Oh,
You didn't know.
Yeah.
No.
By the time you plugged that in, you didn't know if things were going to escalate over the weekend.
No, because I plugged it in right after the show on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
I just rolled the dice, thinking, well, it's not my home life.
Yeah, it was.
And plus, it would have been early. No, we would have heard that.
Right.
It wasn't an issue.
Okay. Well, that's because you agreed to stop messaging women, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, unless I know them, unless they're my friends.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah,
that's
our family
different.
Friends.
That's different.
That I do message women on Facebook every once in a while, but I'm pretty sure Christy knows most of them.
Pretty sure.
Pretty sure and most.
Well, most of them know who Christy is.
Well, if a listener.
And a couple of them know who Christy knows who they are.
Sends me a note. Yeah. Like, somebody sent me a note. A lady sent me a note a couple of days ago saying, oh, I mean, do you have a lawn guy? Because her husband had just had a heart attack. She needs a lawn guy.
Right.
So I referred her to my lawn guy.
Yeah, and asked her how she's doing, right?
No, I didn't didn't pursue anything like
well,
that.
In these days, you can ask people how they're doing. Stay safe. How you doing?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
How you handling it? How you hold down?
Yeah. I emailed that guy back, where are you? What you're hauling? He sounds like he's hauling some bad stuff. I mean, he's heading from one hot spot to the next, it sounds like, you know. One corona hot spot to the next.
I'm sure.
One of them's the White House. He delivers to the White House. That's
a
corona hot spot now.
Where you at? What you're hauling guys are delivering to hot spots.
Yeah, they are.
To hot spots that apparently you're not allowed to report if you have a case there.
Yeah, we forgot to bring it up last week because it wasn't happening. I didn't really.
It happened Thursday night.
Our dumb thumb governor there has been the. Has been hammered by Rachel Maddow, who does her research every night for two or three nights nationally. I mean, she picked them out, called Nebraska out, so it's made Nebraska proud.
Because
all across
they have
the country.
Opted not to report any cases that might happen at meatpacking plants, specifically meatpacking plants. I can't for the life of me think why you would want to hide that.
Mexicans.
But they do.
So I get on the, I read the paper on Sunday, the local rag, and, a nice article about, they asked the governor's spokesperson about this. Guess what this person said? You can guess.
No, I really can't.
Fake news.
Oh.
That's what the Rachel Maddow was peddling in. So they just buy that. So, because you know as well as I know, if you just say it to somebody on the certain side of the aisle, they go, okay, that's it.
Good enough.
That's it.
That'll shut the argument down.
That's the best thing.
If you just say it's fake news.
The cult believes it.
End of argument.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. All right. Greg's got real news for you. I don't know what it is, but he's got real news coming
up. Yeah, that depends. That depends upon whether or not, you know, what kind of slant it has to it.
Oh,
whether, you know, there might be something you disagree with. So there you can just say it's fake news.
Like that Plandemic video? I still haven't watched it, but I don't plan on it.
No, I haven't because
I know I trust a lot of doctors and scientists.
Yeah.
Say she's
every scientist, every doctor friend of mine says, no, that chick is quack.
But that's why they're taking it down, Todd. That's why they're doing
See, that to me is a red flag. If somebody says, watch this video before they take it down,
right?
Then I don't even bother. Because if it's going to be taken down, it's because it's been debunked by a lot of people who are smarter than the people who put it up.
And the people that comment on it, too, are definitely smarter than them. We
getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Nine of the... I just had to look at that, by the way. I didn't have that on top of my head. Week nine.
Yeah, I think
today
we're...
today starts week nine.
I'm approaching day 60.
Well, whatever. We're doing weeks.
We're coming up on that. I'm counting days.
Okay, well, you got one extra day than us. Okay, whatever.
I think I had two extra days.
Not technically, because we weren't... Sunday, we shut it down. So you had two extra days.
Yeah, and I didn't shut it down until late Tuesday night.
God, who would help fly today, by the way? They showed these plane and it's a bunch of seats full. And there's an article about the United flight. There was panic on it because everybody.
Yeah, like New York to San Francisco.
Yeah, it was
and
packed.
Just
packed
flight.
Packed flight, yeah.
And basically.
They said they're trying not to sell that middle seat unless they sell it. That's all that was basically the spin last night on the
news.
That's
what I heard this morning.
Yeah, I heard it in the later. We won't sell it. We'll block them off unless we sell them.
And like Craig reported, Frontier will make the middle seat next to you available if you pay them an extra $39.
I think they flip-flopped on that.
Oh, because I had just read
that. Oh, they wanted money for that?
Yeah. Yes,
Jesus.
Yeah, they got
who
they
pays
got hammered.
Which side of the guy on the aisle or the guy on the,
that's
you know, which guy's?
Both.
That's a good question.
I paid for this. You owe me $13. The guy hands him cash across across the seat.
Can you talk to the guy in the window seat and see if he can kick in 20? You're right. That should be $20 for the guy in the window seat, $20 for the guy in the aisle seat, unless, as you said, they walked that back.
No, I think they did. I think they got hammered for that, saying, what, we have to pay for our safety? And so they went, oh, yeah, sorry, no, never mind.
Tyler has a good point. Who pays the $39?
What if the one guy doesn't care if somebody sits next to him, so he didn't want to pay it?
Yeah, but I saw several reports of fairly packed flights over the weekend.
Right.
Don't know where they were headed.
Now,
some
were medical personnel flying places. Other people were just, you're allowed to fly. I told you that Southwest is saying, hey, $49 through a lot of places. I didn't really.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I don't know.
The airports are open. They're putting planes in the air. Not as many, but they're putting planes in the air.
I just wish you could go someplace cool and with not flying. like hitting the road.
Yeah, you can. It's just an 86-hour drive to get there.
We need more time. That's right. We don't have any vacation right now.
Oh, you had to take a little road trip this weekend.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I'm not doing that. No.
I thought you were going to take a little road trip this weekend.
No, I did not.
I was, I got a fishing license because I saw people fishing in a park nearby.
All right.
And I saw people catching fish in a park nearby. And I say, I could just walk down there on a Monday afternoon.
And stay 6 feet away from the guy.
Oh, yeah.
That'll keep you from hooking them when you cast.
I can stay 100 feet away from people because we were out there on Saturday morning. There was nobody. Nobody at the pond.
All right. That's because it's fishing. Even in pandemic times, people go, I ain't that bored. I'd rather buy a puzzle. That's their thinking, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I am that bored.
You are that bored.
I think I'll go fishing today.
All right.
Weather permitting.
It's a decent day today. You better fish. All right. Full update on that tomorrow, then.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, let's do that on the blog.
I will talk all about it. Give you a complete report.
Mr. Skin again. I don't want to blame Mr. Skin, but he shows up every day now.
Well, we actually talked to him a couple of weeks ago.
It's always 2 weeks.
Believe it or not, it's every 2 weeks we talk to Mr. Skin.
And Craig Evans, Nick Allen, the whole gang's here. Monday, week 9, pandemic show. Let's go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.